This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The answer about why they couldn't remember and how long it's been reminded some today of a previous exchange with another former administration official.
They tried to pursue it, but, I mean, it was 3 years ago, and the individual who took the call just simply doesn't have a better memory of it. And there were no rules, no regulations in place that prohibited this.
Did you also change attacks to demonstrations in the talking points?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
You don't remember?
Dude, this was like 2 years ago. We're still talking about the most mundane
it is the thing
process
that everybody is talking about.
We're talking about the process of editing talking points. That's what bureaucrats do all day long.
That was Tommy Vitor on the Benghazi issue.
Isn't that when he called you dude?
Yep, dude.
Yeah, I like that part the best. Look, this incident is so appalling, it's almost comical. In the old Soviet Union, if a Stalin decided he didn't like you, you disappeared, but then you were airbrushed out of all the pictures, the photographs that had been taken in the past. And this was a source of a lot of amusement in the West. The old joke was, everywhere else it's impossible to predict the future, in the Soviet Union, impossible to predict the past. This is now happening in the U.S. This is truly this amazing story. And remember, they try to pass it off as a glitch. So that was either an obvious lie or sort of a lame attempt at a cover-up. And I love what Kirby had to say today, the State Department spokesman. He said this was not and is not in keeping with State Department's commitment to transparency. Well, no kidding, Sherlock. When you actually lie about deleting history, that is not transparent. The real story is, why are they pretending that they can get away with the passive? A request was made. Well, why can't you find out who made it? There are only a finite number of people there. This is important to find out.
You know, and this is the whole issue. People are going, well, why, you know, whether it's Bernie Sanders going, you know, why did Hillary's email, you know, why is this such a problem? You know, let's get over it. All the, you know, this information here about history being rewritten. And you heard me say earlier, you know, one of the greatest Marxists said, look at it, we can control your past, we can control your future. And, you know, it is important for us to be able to document our history. And I indict, you know, modern day media for falling short of that. I mean, their reason to be is to document history, particularly these newspaper publications. That's what they're in the business for, is to document history. And they've let us down. And this is why, you know, you look at newspapers across the country and they're getting thinner and thinner. And some say, well, it's because of the digital age. That's because they're just not delivering on their promise. They're not giving people what it is that people need and expect. Yes, technology has come into play a bit, but, you know, good is good. And it will transcend development in the modern age because people are looking for quality. And right now we've got a lot of quantity out there, you know, amongst, you know, these technological advances. A lot of people inputting into the discourse. But at the end of the day, we need to have, you know, a pretty clear, I believe, recount of history of where we are right now. And when you got emails that are hidden and destroyed and evidence, you know, like the IRS that, you know, just willy-nilly, and not willy-nilly, I mean purposely destroy evidence. I mean, this all has an impact on history. And this is why our government has said, you know, with every official, you have got to keep an accounting. You have got to keep a documentation of your time in office. And it's not for them. It's not to protect them. It's to protect us. It's, hey, look, we paid for that, you know, with our hard-earned money. You know, this is the people's product. It is not their product. It's not Hillary's product. You know, she's in that position. It belongs. Once she, you know, comes in to serve the people as Secretary of State, what she produces out of that office belongs to we the people for historical purposes. Well, the conversation will continue, no doubt. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that style? Everybody look what's growing, never stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Welcome back 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to be in the running for those free DVDs of The Young Messiah, the DVD Blu-ray that we're giving away. All you got to do is drop me an email. Tell me, Martinez, put me in the hopper. I want a chance at it. Absolutely. Make sure you include your address as well, because we're going to think positive. Nothing I love better than to be able to send you the latest DVD of that movie, The Young Messiah. So Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That's all you got to do to be in the running for it. Hey, Drew Johnson is with us right now. He's a reporter at the Daily Caller that covers climate change and other energy issues. Also a senior fellow at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Drew Johnson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
Hey, I want to have you on so we can break down for the audience here how the candidates stand on climate change. You know, we have these diametric philosophies here. On one side, climate change is settled. It's a settled issue. I mean, we saw the president of the Sierra Club keep insisting that 95% of the scientists agree that climate change is there and it's a major threat. Our president said even more so than ISIS. And then on the other side, we're saying, look, the evidence isn't there. Ted Cruz, in that same interview, pointed out that according to satellite information, not much has happened in the last 15 years. So how do you conclude that climate change is such a threat to humanity? I mean, is it any wonder that this thing is kind of happening and people, you know, about 4% of America, you know, could give a whoop about climate change, but yet we're being affected by it?
Well, I mean, what climate change really is, what global warming really is when it comes to politicians, is a power grab. It doesn't have anything to do with how it's going to impact humans or animals or plants or any of that stuff that, you know, the Hillary Clintons and the Obamas of the world claim. What it's all about is basically a socialist takeover of means of production, of being able to help out their environmentalist friends to create, you know, more windmills and more boondoggles like Solyndra for the solar industry, while hurting us as Americans by limiting oil production, natural gas production, and making everything more expensive.
What a waste of the people's money, you know, speaking of Solyndra. And yet the president yesterday in Indiana was lauding his policies like they've been the answer to, you know, to our ills.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I'm not going to say that one day solar power won't be technologically where it needs to be, you know, an effective source of energy for most Americans. But that day is a long way off. Mm-hmm. And we don't need our tax dollars being used to subsidize companies that basically have just lobbied the Democrats well to subsidize this effort that just isn't working. And to make matters even worse, Obama has spent hundreds of millions of dollars, even billions of dollars of our money subsidizing not only the solar industry here in America, but solar industries in places like India and Africa as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing, you know, that galled me about Solyndra, case in point here, was that here we are, we reinforce Solyndra, we give them, what, $500 million or something?
Right.
And then right on the heels of that, the Obama administration allows the Chinese to come in and underbid our investment and just destroy $500 million of the people's money. And it's like, oh, you know, no big deal. What do you mean? How do you do that? I mean, in any other corporation in America, if you wasted $500 million of the stockholders' money, bye-bye. You know, you're not part of the team anymore.
Exactly. I mean, I think my argument to all of that would be that government just has no place playing winners and losers in the marketplace, mm-hmm. and I'm sure listening to you, you would agree. And when it gets to the point, especially with solar energy, where clearly there are people who are bribing the Democrats, let's not put it any other way, to try to get our federal tax dollars. I mean, it just, there's no place for it. It doesn't help us as taxpayers. It doesn't help our energy infrastructure. It doesn't help our energy independence. It's just a bad deal all around.
Well, to your point, Drew, you know, we're not confident that the government has any business in this because the track record is not a good one. I mean, what are they like 0 for 1,000? I mean, they don't have any wins. There's no successes. There's not even a butt single that you could point to and say, well, hey, we're making some headway here. I mean, it's just a waste of a lot of money, crony capitalism, you know, the kind of stuff that politicians do in order to get elected and reelected. And when it all comes down to, it's at our expense. How does this figure?
Well, I think that the Democrats think that there are more people who are crazy environmentalists, extremist environmentalists, than there are. I mean, mm-hmm. almost every one of us cares about the environment and what sort of environment we leave for our kids and our grandkids. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly a place for that, and that's important. But the problem is that basically mortgaging our future in terms of energy independence and what we can afford as Americans to buy and what sort of lifestyle we can have, there's just no place for that. And that's one thing that's, you know, Trump, for all of his faults in not putting out policies and not standing his ground on positions, about a week ago, he came out with some hard policy decisions, some hard policy platform issues that really spoke to the need for America to be energy independent and to lower our energy cost. And it was really heartening to finally see him take that stand. And it really separated him a lot from Clinton and from what Obama's legacy will be.
Well, that's in his wheelhouse. Trump, you know, he sleeps return on investment. He doesn't know any other calculus. He doesn't understand this political stuff. And, you know, that Hillary's been living all her life and Sanders and all these others. You know, as you say, it's a bunch of fear mongering and nobody wants to, you know, look at the math and just say, look at, you know, this doesn't add up. The calculus doesn't make sense here. How do you get there? So then, you know, at the end of the day, we've wasted all this money, all this time, and we've scared the holy what have you out of people. I mean, think of Al Gore's movie, you know, and some of the advertisements. You see that little girl, oh my God, it's coming, you know, and she had the fear of God all over her, and you think, oh gosh, what kind of impact did it have? I mean, to the point that it's almost like, you know, when we were growing up, it was reefer madness, you know, everybody,
right.
we were preformed by the idea of reefer madness. And unfortunately, that generation now has been preformed and greatly influenced by Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth.
And another thing that takes that a step further is this international push about climate change. Of course, we had the Paris Treaty just a few months back, I guess last fall. Trump said, no way, we're going to get out of that, which would be great. I mean, there's no place for America to promise other nations that we're going to reduce our carbon emissions when they're allowed to keep you know, increasing theirs. And they're the problems. I mean, we're developed to the point where we don't have the same carbon emissions as the China or in India. So that's a really positive first step.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we've come a long way. You know, I say we didn't have any, you know, success. We did. And I got to take that back because I'm here in California, I'm, you know, from Florida. And this is where I was born and raised. And gosh, I remember in the 70s, we were a traveling ball team. and we'd go into parts of Southern California, and we'd get smog attack, and we couldn't breathe, you know. But now the air has cleaned up quite a bit. So, you know, to your point, you know, we're a lot more conscious of this. We want to turn over an America that, you know, our kids can, you know, enjoy and that sort of thing. So I think we're being responsible, but not to the point of irresponsibility, that's for sure. Drew Johnson, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Drew.
7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 Second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-some affiliates that we have or via shortwave, thank you for joining us. Just get involved in the conversation. If we're going to get this country back on track, we need all hands on deck. Going to be a bottom-up movement. Grassroots is what we insist. So make sure you are registered to vote and make sure you understand the issues and you know what it is that you're voting for. Dr. Tom Borelli, I'm sure, would agree with us, and he's with us right now, a contributor with Conservative Review. He's an authority on energy policy, crony capitalism, and frequently comments on political issues from a conservative grassroots perspective. Tom, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be back, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I want to talk about Donald Trump. We were just talking with your good friend Drew Johnson a moment ago and talking about Trump's announcement to cut U.N. climate change programs if elected. What do you say?
Well, I think that would be a huge benefit for the United States and our economy. It would stop part of President Obama's war on fossil fuels, and it would, the climate deal is a bad deal for the United States, and clearly that's what Mr. Trump can see. He's the art of the deal. Well, this climate agreement is a really bad deal for us.
Well, the tough thing when it comes to climate change is there's so much misinformation out there, Tom, as you know, about climate. I mean, you got the president of Sierra Club. You know, he's being questioned by Congress, and he insists that 95% of the scientists say that global warming is real and that sort of thing. And, of course, you know, that whole premise has been obliterated when, you know, it came down to 75 scientists, and most of them have said, I didn't know about any, you know, any kind of survey, and I can't verify that. And you go, oh, wait a minute, but yet this is their pattern, and they're like a dog on a bone. They got something. It may be a bad bone, but they're hanging on to it.
No, they're going to hang on till the very end. look, the left is very good at propaganda. That's what their real expertise is. And, the good thing is we have programs like yours and others that we're able to really communicate the truth. Even if, this is such a bad deal, it's all the climate Paris Agreement. It is all economic pain and very little, if any, environmental gain. Mm-hmm. Because the way the deal is set up, we would have to cut emissions now, and China doesn't have to cut for another 15 years, and China is the world's leader producer of CO2 emissions. Mm-hmm. And, the impact on, worldwide CO2 and even any changes in the temperature would be negligible. So this climate deal is really a bad deal. Why should we put handcuffs on the engine of the American economy, which is energy, and allow competing countries to do whatever they want? It makes really very little environmental sense and certainly no economic sense.
Well, and this whole issue, Tom, you know better than I do about the CO2 emissions. I mean, the last time we checked, doesn't plant life need CO2? I'm
yes,
just saying.
That's how they grow.
Yeah,
they take carbon dioxide and they make carbohydrates out of the out of CO2. Right.
I just want to make sure I didn't miss something because when I had Sister St. Mark just drumming that into my head, and I just want to make sure I wasn't being
She did a good. She did a good job.
Okay.
Exactly. But again, it's all propaganda on the left. They just have an agenda, and they'll adjust any science. And what's even worse, we've seen the intimidation. Look, we've had an attorney's general.
Attorney general, what's that? Yeah, exactly. Wow,
go
this is crazy.
The Competitive Enterprise Institute, because of their ongoing effort to speak the truth about climate change. Look, that is anti-science. That is anti-really American.
Exactly.
Anti-free speech. If you don't like my speech, beat me with more speech. Don't try to silence me. And just looking at the process, at the way the left is approaching this issue, really should make people just stand up. If their science is so right, if they're so correct, then why do they have to intimidate the other side?
Mm-hmm. Well, plus on top of that, if it's so right, where's the evidence? I mean, it's like we're trying to, we're chasing down evolution like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. I mean, it's all in our heads. We're thinking that that's the way it should be. But the heck with the evidence that says it's not necessarily that way. We're going to ignore that because we're fixed in our mind that this is just the way it is. And in fact, we're so fixed that if you don't believe us, we're going to use the heavy hand of the government to force you into our way of thinking.
Well, it's a political agenda. You know, it's all about control. This is what they want. They're using the environment as an excuse to control our lives. And sadly, you know, the people who harm the most with these climate change regulations that the Paris Agreement would require, it results in higher energy prices, higher utilities, and that harms those who could least afford to pay for it.
Exactly.
Income Americans who have the lowest average income, ironically, is black Americans who would be harmed the most by this policy because black Americans have the lowest average income.
Exactly.
So high utility bills takes bigger chunk out of their disposable income.
And President Obama...
They'd be saying it's a racist policy.
Exactly. And President Obama has the gall to go out and tell people he's the champion of the little people. And wait a minute, it's like, well, don't look at what's in the right hand, for, you know, because the left hand, here's my verbiage about how these good things I'm doing for you. But in the right hand, he just signed off with executive orders and other policies that decimate, you know, poor people, and you know, just as you say, you know, the cost of energy. I mean, who can afford these costs? And he's talking about, you know, what great successes we had, and I'm going, I'm not sure what world he's living in because I'm not getting it. And of course, I always get a little dubious when the government starts quoting unemployment numbers and that sort of thing because we know those numbers have been rigged forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, the president was just yesterday on TV saying what a great job the economy has been, you know, without looking at the labor participation rate or stagnant incomes or declining incomes and the horrible economic growth under his reign. I don't think we've had one year. I think it's the only president not to have a 3% GDP, you know, during his administration. So it is a bad economy. And what's worse is he's going to double down by in this kind of Paris Agreement. And what makes it worse, again, is the process. Remember, this is not a treaty. He didn't get the Senate to vote for this.
Right.
And the way he's going to implement the reductions in CO2 emissions is through the EPA's
exactly
Clean Power Plan, which targets coal-fired utilities. Well, that wasn't a law either. That was EPA doing its regulation. But importantly, all this can be unwound if we get President Trump. Because
exactly.
He can walk in, undo all those executive orders, and you can send EPA back to the drawing board. And, oh, by the way, remember, the Supreme Court held up the Clean Power Plan.
Exactly. Right. So, well, Tom, how much did they pay those people in Indiana to applaud on cue for the president? I mean, come on, are you kidding me?
George Soros is checking account because, a lot of these activists, as we know, anti-Trump activists, there's accusations that they're being paid to protest. So, high unemployment, what else can you do but get paid to protest?
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching these people, and they're applauding this stuff, and I'm going, okay, help me. If I'm wrong, I mean, help me understand where the president has veracity on these issues, and it's difficult. I mean, you know, after all, he's the president of the United States. His approval rating now is probably at an all-time high right now, and you go, I mean, is it just because of the campaign environment is so radical that, he's the least hated, I guess, maybe? Is that why he gets to 51%?
Well, you know, people just, you know, he's got a lot of fans out there. They focused on the words, not on the actions and the truth. Look at Obamacare. How many times did he lie about that? You can keep your doctor. So if you don't have credibility on that, how can you believe the man when he stands up and says the economy is doing great under his watch? But again, too many people don't listen to the real facts. They just listen to the person and the personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, how do you disconnect yourself from the reality of the fact that you have less money than you had yesterday? How do you reconcile that?
I don't know. That we need a psychologist for that one, Bill.
Well, I got a weed whacker coming through the office here right now. You can hear in the background. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Tom Borelli. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Don't you love those old commercials? Josh, I'll tell you, they just bring back all kinds of memories, and they just take you right back to the era when we grew up. And of course, some of you are saying, that was even way before my time, Bill. I understand. This is the thing about, you know, getting older is you get to look back and appreciate some of the good old days, for what it's worth. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Welcome back, America. We got Christopher Kelly with us. We're going to be talking about D-Day here. Christopher, of course, the author of America Invades. He's a classicist and a historian who specializes in the Roman Empire and the classical tradition. Christopher, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Great. Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, you know, I've been looking forward to this opportunity. I love history, as you know, and your book, America Invades, is just a terrific book. I mean, and followed by Italy Invades, and, you know, quite a historical study. But I want to focus on remembering D-Day then and now. It was 72 years ago. On June the 6th, 1944, Allied troops waded ashore on the beaches of Normandy to liberate Nazi-occupied Europe. There's just so much history and richness and, dare I say, American exceptionalism involved in that incredible day.
Absolutely. It was a day that the world changed on, I think. And the world can change fundamentally in a single day, and D-Day is one of those days in our in the global history where the world, you know, kind of turned on a dime in a sense. And Americans were at the forefront of that. And it really began even before June 6th, when the night of June 5th, when the paratroopers started landing from the 82nd Airborne and the 101st, which were on the western side of the D-Day invasion, on the western flank of the invasion, with the Brits landing on the eastern portion at Pegasus Bridge to secure the flanks prior to the troops storming ashore on the 6th the next day.
Well, and this was, as you say, there were a lot of logistics to this day, and that culminated on June the 6th. I mean, this wasn't something that Eisenhower and his group of military strategists woke up in the middle of the night one day. I mean, this was something that was very well planned out, wasn't it?
There's a great deal of planning involved in D-Day. I mean, it was the largest cross-channel, largest amphibious invasion in human history. And it took a great deal of planning for Operation Overlord. The planning was done most of it in London, and offices near Grosvenor Square, which is where the American Embassy is in London today. But you had, I mean, the center was, you had the OSS, which was the forerunner to the CIA. You had Lend-Lease being quartered nearby. You had the Navy and all kinds of offices for planning the huge logistical job of D-Day.
Yeah, there was just no other operation that was of this scope and magnitude, was there?
Right. And, of course, it was an Allied effort, wasn't it? Americans
right.
were very important and landed on two beaches, Omaha and Utah. But we also had the British Allies, and we also had the Canadians landing on Juneau Beach and with the British at Golden Sword as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for them to come up with this idea of D-Day, this was like an all or nothing kind of event. It was like, okay, let's go and end the war and put all the chips on the line here, wasn't it?
Right. It was. I mean, I think that, yes, it was certainly, it was a turning point in the war, and it meant that the West would liberate places like France and Western Germany, as opposed to the Soviets, who were coming from the other direction, of course,
exactly.
on the Eastern Front. So it made a huge difference to the post-war world, the fact that D-Day happened as well. And it was strategic surprise was affected. I mean, Hitler was really completely fooled by the deception operations that preceded D-Day that were telling him that the landing was going to be at the Pas-de-Calais, which would have been a more direct approach than Normandy, but was not, of course, what the strategy the Allies were using. And even though after the invasion had started, Hitler continued to believe that the invasion was going to come at the Pas-de-Calais and that Normandy was just a feint. And so he was really completely deceived. And Rommel, of course, had gone off, who was in charge of the defense of the Normandy area, had gone off for his wife's 50th birthday to Germany just before. So he was not in the theater at the time of the invasion when you had the longest day, as Cornelius Rand described it.
Well, Chris, today we've got less than a million World War II vets alive. We're losing them every day.
Right.
So it's important for us to remember D-Day, isn't it?
I think it is, absolutely, because D-Day led to the victory in the West, and it led to the liberation of the concentration camps and the final end of the Holocaust, which happened in the next few months, I mean, in the next year or so following D-Day. I mean, the war in Europe was over less than a year after D-Day occurred. D-Day was June 6, 1944. By April of 45, the war in Europe was completely over.
Well, our conversation with Christopher Kelly, the author of the book America Invades, How We Invaded or Been Military Involved with Almost Every Country on Earth, and we're talking about D-Day. And, Chris, for, some of the students, coming out of our schools today, they may not know much about D-Day unless they Google it. But you hear D-Day and you go, what does that mean? How did they come up with D-Day?
D-Day was the kind of, I guess, the day of decision. I'm not that marked the. I mean, it was June 6th. They moved D-Day several times because of weather considerations, and weather in the Channel area can be somewhat unpredictable. And they had, in fact, bad weather about a week after D-Day, which destroyed some of the bridges that the temporary ports that they'd set up were ruined by poor weather afterwards. But fortunately, the beachhead was large enough for that not to be a major factor. But I mean, weather, of course, was a consideration, but it was, yes, kind of the day of decision, essentially, is what D-Day means, I think.
Well, Chris, you know, in your research and study of this topic, in putting together your book, America Invades, a lot of stories, facts, little-known history surrounding D-Day. Let's dig down a little bit deeper, and I want to get into your mind here and take advantage of your research and say, hey, look, tell us some stories here.
Well, I think it's a great experience to visit Normandy. If any of your listeners have a chance to do that, I think it's a really incredible, you know, and sometimes a life-changing trip. I remember the very first time that I visited the Normandy beaches, and I went, and the cemeteries above Omaha Beach are incredibly beautiful and mm-hmm. peaceful, with the white crosses and the immaculately kept cemetery, with interrupted by, you know, a few Stars of David, of course, along the way. Mm-hmm. And so you go back and then you walk down to the beach and you see a beach where there's absolutely no cover. I mean, that when they landed on Omaha and there were, you know, German machine guns poised, you know, yards from the landing areas, the initial invaders had absolutely no protection whatsoever. From
it was just a killing zone. I mean, right?
Yeah. There was, I mean, I think one young German who killed something, I mean, maybe as many as 1,000 Americans on D-Day. I mean, he was actually later captured himself and survived the war. I think ended up working for Volkswagen. So, and you know, lived for many years afterwards. But you had this. There's absolutely no protection at all. The first time I went down there, it was interesting that, you know, you think that this is a very sacred space, of course, as an American, seeing the graves and all of that. And I saw this family that was playing on the beach, and it was a French family and the guy had the beach ball and with his kids. And at first I thought this is a little bit sacrilegious, but then I thought about it more and I thought, really, this is the whole point of D-Day. This is
exactly.
It can be a place where people can just play and be free and enjoy their lives and without it being it's not a battlefield today. It's a beach.
Yes.
And that's kind of a surprising thing for visitors, I think.
Yeah, most amazing. And I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Christopher Kelly is our guest. His book, America Invades, How We've Invaded or Been Militarily Involved with Almost Every Country on Earth. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 19 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more with Chris Kelly right after this.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to us. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. Last time I checked, and we're still in place, barely hanging on. I understand as I travel across the country, the fear I see in people's eyes, and they'll say to me, they go, Bill, I just think we're losing this republic. And I say, well, what are we going to do about it? You just can't sit back and let it happen to you. I mean, there is a lot of power that is just gone unexercised here. And it's up to us to use the power of the vote to hold those that we elect into office accountable if we're going to get this country back on track. So all hands on deck. We need everybody involved to get this country back on track, if that's going to be the case, and if that's the future for this great country of ours. Otherwise, you know, as some would say rather cynically, it looks like, you know, we're moving in the wrong direction and very quick. That aside, it is time to reconnect with Christopher Kelly, author of the book America Invades, How We've Invaded or Been Militarily Involved with Almost Every Country on Earth. And we were talking about D-Day, June the 6th, 1944. And here we are, you know, commemorating it and remembering, you know, what those World War II vets did. Chris, tell us about the cemetery sites.
The cemetery sites are incredibly moving for a visitor to see, with the rows of white crosses that go on into the distance and immaculately kept grass. Mm-hmm. And you can see, I mean, there, for instance, you find there's a cross for, I mean, most people remember Utah Beach, Omaha Beach, but Utah mm-hmm. Beach is also a very significant American landing zone too, and that's where General Theodore Roosevelt Jr., who was the oldest son of President Teddy Roosevelt, landed, led the assault on Utah Beach, mm-hmm. and they didn't land in quite the right area. And they were landed about a mile away from their actual intended target. And when he got ashore, he was asked whether he wanted to re-embark and land in the place that had actually been planned. And he simply said, we'll start the war from right here, and decided that, you know, this is where they're going to start from. But he subsequently wasn't on D-Day, but shortly after, he was one of the older commanders involved in at that time. And he actually died of a heart attack and is buried in one of those graves, wow. along with many soldiers, of course, too.
Well, you know, when we take a look and we read stories about the cemeteries and how the local community keeps them up even to this day. And as you say, it's quite striking and immaculate kind of hallowed ground. And that stands in contrast to the story you said earlier, where people are, you know, down below at the beach, you know, having fun, enjoying life.
Right.
Because
right.
that's what those lives represent is and afforded to them is that they afforded them that opportunity to be able to do that.
Exactly. I mean the Normandy invasions were, you know, devastating physically for the French. I mean, we bombed the railroads beforehand, but. And a lot of people were killed and a lot of civilians were killed. But, I mean, that was obviously not intentional. I mean, that was collateral damage. But the reason for the attacks on the railroads was to prevent the Germans from being able to mobilize and counterattack against the landing beaches and to make sure that the invasion was successful. So there was a rationale for those attacks, that a military reason, of course, for that. And I think that the French are very much appreciative of, especially the French in Normandy, are appreciative of the sacrifice that took place at that time. You'll find that the local mayors will show up at the D-Day commemorations and
exactly.
other civilian military officials. And I mean, yes, lots of the graves are. You'll have French school children who will put flowers on the graves of the American veterans buried at Omaha in Utah today.
Well, the highest point between Utah Beach to the west and Omaha Beach to the east was Point Du Hoc. And you relate an incredible story of, you know, as you can imagine, the way this beach was set up. I mean, it was one humongous kill zone. And
right.
here, this highest point controlled by the Germans, and they're just shooting down on Americans, and the U.S. Army Ranger Assault Group goes after this highest point. Tell us about that.
That was an amazing story during the war. Point Du Hoc had these commanding views of Omaha Beach, and they had what appeared to be artillery that had a sweeping view of the Omaha landing area. And so because of that, we sent in the Rangers, who were led by Lieutenant Colonel James Rutter, Rutter's Rangers, they called them. And mm-hmm. they had the job of scaling, which was believed to be a suicidal mission, basically, of scaling these cliffs with yeah. grappling hooks and climbing up in the face of Germans shooting down on them with machine guns and pistols and throwing grenades and so forth. So as they climb up and fight them and capture these guns and basically take them out, they scrambled up there with high casualties. They discovered that the guns were not actually guns, but they were, you know, kind of logs that had been put into place. Although they found guns that were nearby, some artillery pieces, and they did take those out. So, I mean, there could have been a threat if they hadn't occupied it. And they held the position for 2 days in the face of fierce counterattacks from the 916th Grenadiers. So you look, go there today, and the whole side of Point Du Hoc is pockmarked with artillery shells,
yeah.
bombardment
yeah.
from artillery shells today.
Exactly. Well, Chris, why was Normandy Landing called the beginning of the end of the war in Europe?
The war, of course, had been going on since 1939 in Europe with the invasion of Poland. And yes, Italy had been invaded, Sicily, and most of Italy had been liberated starting in 43. But it was really the invasion of France in 44, in June, that started in June of 44, that meant the liberation of Western Europe by mm-hmm. Western forces and by democratic forces. Mm-hmm. And the real consequences, I mean, had we not invaded D-Day, there's a real possibility that the Soviets would have occupied and liberated Paris rather than the Americans. And that would have meant a completely different world in terms of the Cold War and the Cold War landscape after the war as well.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is that imagine, you know, any change of these historical elements, it would be a different world altogether that we live in today, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the D-Day invasion is an invasion that we can point to and say that had this not been the case, the world would be a much darker place had America not been willing to be led with resolve, with determination, and with the grit and courage of those young men who fought on their way onto the beaches at Normandy 72 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as we said early on when we first started our discussion, this says a lot about Americans, about the Allies, everybody coming together and being focused against a threat, against an enemy that had devastated Europe and it was just gobbling up land and all, you know, and they were allowed to do this because, you know, we kept thinking that there might be a better way. We wanted to avoid war. I mean, after all, we just got finished with World War One, and we're going, wait a minute, I thought that was the war to end all wars, and now here it's back again, and even worse than what we experienced before, right?
Yes, and I mean, at the time, you have to remember, too, that the Germans had certain technological advantages. They had missile V-1 and V-2 rockets, which they were trying to rain down onto London, which killed thousands of people and devastated lots of things. There was on June 18th, 1944, there was a V-1 rocket that hit the Guards Chapel in London and during a Sunday service and, you know, killed, almost destroyed the building completely and killed a bunch of people, of course. And so, I mean, if there had been more of them and they'd been deployed earlier, I mean, they really could have had, could have either extended the war or made it even much costlier than it was already.
And, of course, historically, we look back and realize that Adolf Hitler was very, very close to the development of the A-bomb.
Right, that's right. I mean, so, yes, the purpose of D-Day, I mean, you took those landing, sites from the launch sites from the rockets were denied to the fascists by Nazis when the beach had expanded and we occupied France and so they're no longer able to hit those targets once D-Day had become successful.
Exactly. Chris, you know, we remember D-Day, June the 6th, 1944. What do we need to hold on to more than anything about that day that must be passed on to the next generation?
I think we need to remember the sacrifice of those young Americans that were willing to give all for their country and the courage that they had and the leadership that we had at that time to guide us through those incredibly difficult and tumultuous times.
What were the casualty numbers?
It was around 10,000 wounded in a single day. So now not all killed. But
yes.
but there were about 10,000 wounded just on that one day. And of course, there were many casualties in the days that followed. It wasn't a one day battle by any means. They fought for really through to the end of the war, which is April of 45.
Right, exactly. And then we see pictures and footage of the beaches there, at South Beach in Utah, and how they were all crimson.
Right.
You know, with Patriots' blood to free Western Europe. Incredible story. So June the 6th, 1944. 10 seconds here, Chris. Go ahead.
A visitor can see a mannequin of John Steele on the roof of the church at San Marguerite. You walk inside of that church, you see a stained glass window of the Virgin Mary surrounded by U.S. paratroopers.
There it is. Christopher Kelly. Thank you, Christopher. Appreciate it.
More enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.